Radio St. Pete film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Irresistible.
With Irresistible, John Stewart wraps a critique of America's divisive and money-saturated electoral system inside a political comedy, perhaps an attempt to make what can feel like medicine go down easier with an average movie audience. However, he lost the comedy bit along the way. Irresistible's message is timely, accurate, and worthy of dissection. Not only does money influence politics, but it corrupts. It also fuels what Stewart calls an election economy, and a toxic 24-hour news cycle not so much beholden by facts, but by soundbites. Stewart's The Daily Show spent the majority of its efforts tracking similar issues. But Irresistible is a different vehicle, and rather than offering punchy one-liners or creating those guffaw moments as the city slicker attempts to fit into small-town America, Irresistible offers hardly any laughable moments and only the bare minimum of comedic connection. This is Stewart's second effort behind the camera, after 2014's far more serious Rosewater, about Iran's Green Movement uprising and torture in an Iranian prison. The most serious Stewart comes in Irresistible is watching retired Marine Colonel Jack Hastings, played by Chris Cooper, lambast Deerlockin, Wisconsin's town council about their lack of support for social safety nets. Jack's impromptu, from-the-heart speech goes viral and catches the attention of Democratic National Committee honcho Gary Zimmer, played by Steve Carell. Gary seizes the opportunity to take this authentic, sympathetic dairy farming widower and use him to give the Democrats a foothold in a swing state they lost in the last election. The fish-out-of-water scenario of Gary's expedition to rural Wisconsin is not remotely amusing nor believable. Even the most city-dwelling, urban-oriented political apparatchik would not make the ham-fisted mistakes Gary makes in Deerlockin. The plot reeks of a Doc Hollywood operator who moves too fast to fit in the small town. Gary convinces Jack to run as a Democrat and starts pumping the town full of all the national resources he would exploit for a presidential election as he molds Jack into a run for town mayor against the entrenched Republican incumbent. This draws the attention of Gary's Republican National Committee opposite, Faith Brewster, played by Rose Byrne. Not wanting Gary to succeed and establish a rural presence for the Democrats, the Republicans also begin to saturate the town with money and messaging. Stewart's script starts strong. During a montage of the run-up to the 2016 election, Gary and Faith talk to the news cameras about how, "I am lying to you. You know I am lying to you, and yet you're here anyway." This point lands. We all know spin when we hear it from agenda-wielding pundits, but the media laps it up anyway and frames whatever the topic is as black and white and us versus them. When the setting shifts to Wisconsin, however, jokes like there being no Wi-Fi and the campaign's phone volunteers dialing the wrong phone numbers are stale before they even launch. Stewart's dialogue for Gary loses its sharp edge and languishes in a watered-down imitation. Even Stewart's attempt to stick with a recognizable genre overshoots his intended direction and forces U-turns. The political comedy is far too shallow and safe to achieve black humor, and while at times it may almost touch satire, it would rather explore a more romantic comedy angle, as Gary sidles up to Jack's homegrown daughter, Diana, played by Mackenzie Davis. Diana is the obvious conduit to get Gary to let his guard down and realize Deerlockin is more than a data point and foothold. There are real people here with real problems. Topher Grace and Natasha Lyonne also pop up in far too small, do-nothing roles. How can Lyonne hop from the sublime Russian doll into a data analyst with about four lines? Chris Cooper's initial speech hits so hard and could prop up a film in so many directions that it is disappointing Stewart chose to follow the washed-out bad joke version. It's not the acting or filmmaking which drags the film down. It's the regrettable script which plays it so safe. Stewart's message is lost, and this film will be forgotten before anybody has the opportunity to watch it. Rose Byrne outshines Steve Carell, even though he is in just about every scene, because she is so over the top that you cannot help but believe this is how the RNC heavyweight would throw down in rural America. It's Gary's role as Stewart's window into how our country frames its electoral process, which is Irresistible's fatal flaw, and ensures it can never rise above similar fare like Welcome to Mooseport or Speechless, and truly make a name for itself. That is why I give Irresistible 2 out of 4 stars.
Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.